proclamation number 8251 dated the August 25th, 1962. Doubting divine revelations. Time and again people will doubt my divine revelations because they do not have enough living faith. Otherwise they could easily understand my actions during the final time before the end. Living faith demands a life of love, which most people disregard because they only want to love themselves. And in this misguided love they cannot find me. They cannot recognize me as their God and Creator, who also wants to be their father. Their faith is a mere formality, an acquired knowledge of faith, which could not yet become alive in them, and therefore they cannot understand the outpouring of my spirit either, which I have promised to all of those who believe in me and keep my commandments. Single quote, because it is to those whom I want to reveal myself. And the more they adhere to this formal faith, the more they reject my revelations, which, however, I will continue to send to earth because I consider it necessary for people to be informed of the whole truth and not seek the purpose of life in distorted doctrines, by believing what is far removed from the truth and not being able to recognize the plain, simple truth from me any longer. In fact, it is far easier to introduce the pure truth to a completely skeptical person than to convince those who overzealously study the Book of Books, who attempt to explain every letter intellectually and who reject my simple communication as the work of demons. My adversary has already spread dense darkness, and even uses this book to confuse people's logical thought and to prevent the people from gaining a clear understanding. He is succeeding because their bond with me is not deep enough for my strength of love to flow into a human heart which would enable it to receive the light and to distinguish truth from error. However, human beings would be in dire trouble if I did not have compassion on them and try to strengthen them remarkably, if I did not, by way of direct communication with them, give them proof of me in my presence and even speak to my children like a father. You humans are still seeking me in the distance. Even if you believe in me, you cannot believe that the Father speaks to his children, that he himself bends down to persuade his children to submit themselves to him trustingly, asking him to guide them through their earthly lives. You forever think of me as the strict God who gives commandments, who demands obedience and punishes those people who are disobedient. You should know that I never punish my living creations, but that they create every painful state for themselves, that they themselves also venture towards the depth, that I do not condemn them but forever attempt to lead them back again, that I help them to ascend from the abyss and entice and call on them not to go astray or to fall prey to my adversary. And how better can I show my love for my living creations than by my direct communication, by revelations which explain me and my being, and which, being divine truth, can only be experienced by the human soul as extremely effective and strengthens it for its earthly pilgrimage. Because I am motivated by my love towards my living creations who live on earth as human beings in order to return to me, and who can only reach that goal when I myself give them the strength to do so, when I nourish them with the bread from heaven and the water of life, with my word. And people refuse to understand this act of love and hence also decline my valuable gift of grace. They are not alive and also remain faithful to the lifeless form of Christianity, because they lack the strength of faith for as long as they lack love, which would provide them with the right concept of me, of my being, which is love, wisdom and power. And love will give itself time and again, and it will give to those who are weak but of good will everything they need to successfully complete their pilgrimage on earth. time and again my love will show itself because it also wants to be loved by those who originated from my love and who have to unite with me again forever. Amen.